Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
you do now, do it with a heavenly mind. What you preach, what you sing, whatever you do, do it with a heavenly mind. When we all get to heaven, what a time we will have. Good afternoon and God bless you, global listeners. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. And certainly we want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it's a blessing to you, you and to you. And certainly we started out this episode with Patrick Henderson and the Convocation Medley. What you do now, do it with a heavenly mind. And so that is so important on today. And as we go through life and as we study our scriptures and as we pray and meditate and seek God, what we do, do it with a heavenly mind. For certainly things here on the earth are temporal, but certainly we have to set our affections on things above, where the moth cannot eat it away. And certainly we know that everything down here, certainly we know that even heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word cannot and will not fail. And so we are glad to be here today to give God glory, honor, and praise, knowing that it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is his mercy towards us, and we give a great God great praise for his love and kindness. And certainly we are glad to be here in the land of the living, for we have fainted unless we believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly let them know that we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. In addition to being on Block Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. Certainly there are so many platforms that you can reach us. Our call-in number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly we are looking to hear from you. You can connect with us on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter, and we are on Tumblr. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. Certainly, you can connect with us there or connect with us on our Global Gospel Facebook page or our Lamar Townsend Facebook page and click on the link, and it will take you directly to each and every episode. We want to thank God for our sponsors on today: MPT Enterprise, Melanated Beards, Third Lounge, Grandma Etta's Quilting, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We thank God for you, you, and you for continuing to be a blessing to this particular ministry. And certainly we want our listening audience to reach out and connect with them for all their services and their products. If you would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we are looking forward to hearing from you, our listening audience. There may be something you'd like to share. You may have a testimony. You may have a book. You may have poetry. You may be a community leader or community activist. You may be a musician or singer. Whatever you are doing, whatever God's gift is to you, and certainly we want you to share it with the global audience, because certainly everyone has something to contribute to this life. Certainly God has a call, plan, and purpose for each and every one of our lives. And certainly we want to be a blessing to others as well as others to be a blessing to us. Shout out to our listeners, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, California, Nevada. We thank God for you, you, and you, for those that are in Canada, those that are in Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, those that are in Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina, to those in South Africa, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, and the Ivory Coast, God bless you. Uganda, God bless you. Kenya, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Switzerland, Hungary, Germany, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, Sweden, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, the Philippines, and Australia. We thank God for you, you and you, for continuing to be a blessing to us and continue to listen in to the Townsend family, to the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Jones family, the Odom family, the Allen family, the Bradley family, the Wilson family, the Wiggins family, the Thompson family, the Fells family, the Brooks family, the Ugar family, the Hernandez family, the Brinson family, the Robinson family, the Carter family, the Natale family, the Williams family, the Cox family, the Jones family, Coy family, the Walker family, the Bradell family, and the Locke family. We thank God for you. Continue to like and share. Continue to let others know that, yes, we are on, and certainly that the gospel is being preached. For those of you that have joined in, tuned in with us for the first time today, our theme scripture is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 reads on this wise, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. And so today we came to let you know that the gospel is good news. It is glad tidings of Jesus Christ, that he was born of a virgin, that he lived, that he healed the sick, that he raised the dead, that he went to Calvary's cross, that he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Certainly we know that he went into a borrowed tomb, but he rose on the third day with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, we have life and have it more abundantly. And certainly we don't have to be down and out. We don't have to be oppressed. We don't have to be suicidal, because Christ came into the world to free us from the bondage of sin and shame, and certainly to give us life abundantly. And so he that the Son set free is free indeed. And so today I would make up in my mind, and I declare today that I am free, and that by his stripes I am healed. And it is by grace and through faith that we are saved. And so we have to make those declarations over our lives and let the enemy know that we shall not be defeated. Because God is the greatest power, we shall not be defeated. And so we thank God today for victory. We have victory over the enemy, victory over life circumstances, victory over heartache, headaches, trials, and tribulation. Because the gospel is just that. It's all-inclusive. It's comprehensive for your financial need, for your emotional need, for your spiritual need, for your housing need. The gospel is here today to meet every need in your life. And certainly you need to tell somebody else that the gospel is here to meet every need in your life. And so all you have to do is get in the word and stay there, because in the word of God, certainly we have a hiding place. And so we know that there is nothing too hard for God. He can do all things but fail. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. He has done the impossible. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Impossible. Impossible. You give the impossible. got questions, but I
still know you're able. This current situation is testing my faith.
Who would come in? My family's leaning on me.
I've had to be strong for everybody else.
I pray, can you please help me?
Say, do it yourself. Provides for me. He blocked it. In the middle of. He paid. I've lived long enough to know that your testimony will be that.
He did the impossible. Impossible.
Impossible. That was Pastor Mike Jr. God will do what he said he would do. God's word will not return void, and certainly it accomplishes what it was sent out to do. The Bible says that he sent his word, were healed. His words are spirit and they are life. And so if you have an impossible situation today, all you need is God's word and stand on his word. Eat the whole word. Apply the word to your life. Again, we thank you for joining with us on this, again, another Saturday afternoon, another opportunity to share God's word with God's people. And certainly knowing that we are blessed by reading the word, by applying the word, by sharing the word. Certainly it's just a blessing just to know who Jesus is in this day and time. We are going to share a passage of scripture with you on today that can be found in the book of Genesis, in the book of Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11, the New International Version. Genesis chapter 11, the New International Version, verse 1. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it is called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of the whole world from where the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. Only what you do for Christ will last.
Cathedrals, big or small, but only what you do for Christ. I know that we're living in a time where people are driven by materialism, but you're not going to take your money with you to heaven. Take your cars or your homes or your nice clothes. But what you do for Christ here, when you get there, you'll get a crown for it. That's what the song simply says. You may build great cathedrals, big or small. You may build skyscrapers great and tall. You may conquer all the failures of your past. Oh, what you do for Christ will last. Remember only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ
Only what you do for Christ will last. God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your word, for they are spirit and they are life, God. We pray that your people are touched, healed, delivered, saved, and set free. We bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy, God. We loose your favor, your prosperity, your anointing over your word today. Let it fall on good ground today. Let it spring up into someone's life that they may be changed. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name, I pray, we pray, amen. Communication is key. Communication is key. Communication is very important for our vertical connection between man and God. Communication is key for our horizontal connection with our brothers and our sisters and our friends and our families and our neighbors and our kindred. Communication is key. Language is very important. And every now and then, you run into a problem with a language barrier. Perhaps you may meet someone in your travels, daily travels, that needs some information, but they don't speak the same language as you. You may go visit another country that doesn't speak the same language as you do. You may go to buy something, and you may find that language creates a problem. It creates a barrier. You will not be able to connect as easily as you would be if you knew the language. And so this is why people study foreign language. This is why they have items such as Rosetta Stone, so you can learn other languages and so that you can communicate with other people and just not the people that you know. But communication is so, a lot of times things go wrong because people do not properly communicate with each other. Language is a beautiful thing. It is so important. Language is actually a part of our culture. And certainly many times our culture is defined by the language that we speak. But here in the 11th chapter of Genesis, we find ourselves post Noah's, post the flood years. Certainly we know the story that God created Adam and Eve, and certainly in Genesis, and they sinned and man fell, and certainly then the sin became so great that God sent a great flood. But as the world, as people began to be fruitful and multiply, we land up with a descendant of Noah in this 11th chapter. And certainly history will tell us that, will suggest that the person that instituted this building project of what we know as the Tower of Babel was a man by the name, a king by the name of Nimrod. And certainly Nimrod was not necessarily one that was known to be on the Lord's side. But here we know that the people got together and they united. And you know, people don't even have to like each other, but if there is a common cause, a common denominator, people will work together. They will work together to get the job done. And I learned a new word while I was studying this particular passage of scripture, and that word was etiology. Etiology is an origin myth. It is a type of myth that explains the beginnings of a natural or social aspect of the world. One specific kind of origin myth is the creation or cosmogonic myth, which narrates the formation of the universe. And so that's another story, but this is how Wikipedia describes an etiology or explanation of a phenomenon. And so here we find the explanation of how languages became to be different in the world, because we find out at the beginning of the chapter that the earth was of one language and one speech. And certainly we know that these people settled in a plain. And this plain is what we know of as Babylon. And we know Babylon would go on to be a great city, and it is called one of the seven wonders of the world because of their technology, because of their infrastructure, because of their buildings, their roads, their tunnels, their gardens. Everything about Babylon was so much. And we certainly know that the Hebrew boys ended up in Babylonian captivity. But this is long before that happens. And they said, the people said, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly, that they have hard brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make a name lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. These people were looking to make a name for themselves. And how many of you know that that is pride? And certainly pride was found in their hearts. And the Bible lets us know that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So from the time these people set out to make a great name for themselves, they were already faced with a problem. When they made this city, now history will also tell us that this tower, we may think of something around, we may think of the Eiffel Tower, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, we may think of a lighthouse as a tower, but this tower was something of like a ziggurat, or it was something to be compared to something like the pyramids. And so to me, that would suggest that they were worshiping something other than the true and living God. Already they were worshiping themselves. And so the Lord had to come down and see what was going on here with the children of men, because once again, they found themselves in a wicked situation. They were doing things that they had no business doing. And so from this situation, we get confusion, we get chaos, and we get counterproductivity. And certainly any time you do not follow God's word or follow God's plan, you will have confusion, you will have chaos, you will have counterproductivity, because any time you're not working with God, you're working or for God or for the kingdom, you're working against the kingdom of God. And certainly it will manifest in different areas of your life. And so the Lord came down to see what was going on. He said, behold, the people are one, and they have one language. And this, it said, nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. When you get people to work together, it is almost no stopping them. And so God said, he came down, and he said, let's confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. And so the old preachers put it this way, that once God changed the language, I don't know what happened. It was total chaos. That's what it was. It was disorder and disruption, because no one knew what anybody was talking about. And I can imagine that there were so many languages and dialects and different sounds and verbs and consonants and expressions going on. So there was total confusion, and certainly counterproductivity comes in, because the Bible lets us know that they made brick and they made mortar. And like I was saying, the old preacher said, when one person said brick to the best of their understanding, perhaps the next person brought mortar. And when one person said mortar, bring us mortar, perhaps the next person said bring brick. And when one person said, let's move over to the left, perhaps they understood them to move to the right. And so there, God confused them as they began to build a tower toward heaven. And certainly we know one thing, that God is not going to allow you to just invade heaven. You have to come through God in order to get to heaven. certainly that there is only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so Jesus said, he is the light of the world. And certainly you cannot get to heaven without Jesus. He would come on to say, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I may be, you may be also. But it's been said that that prepared place is for prepared people, and there are no ways to get into heaven. You must come in at the door. And if you come, if you try any other way, you're a thief and a robber. And certainly today, we need to know that if we want to keep down the confusion in our life, if we want to keep down the chaos, if we want to keep down the counterproductivity, all we have to do is do things the right way, do things God's way, consult God. Because if you don't listen, you're going to be a lost soul. You're going to be confused. You're going to be chaotic. You're not going to make production. You're just going to be out there on your own. And so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build a city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Listen, doing their own thing. They were trying to get to heaven. They were trying to just do it their way. And certainly you can't do life your way. For there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so they had heard about how man was evil and God sent a flood. God sent a flood, and here they are creating more chaos. Here they are worshiping other idols, worshiping themselves, worshiping a king and following the king's instructions. Listen, if the king is wrong, if mama's wrong, if daddy is wrong, if sister's wrong, if brother's wrong, whoever is wrong, you best to let them go their own way. I said it, you best to let them go their own way, because if not, you're going to end up just like these people here, confused, chaotic, and counterproductive. Confused, chaotic, and counterproductive. Do it God's way. And so the wonderful thing about God is it was there at Babel that he confused the language. But we read a little further, and we know that once Christ came into the world, once he lived and he died and shed his blood for mankind, and he redeemed us from our sins, and he saved us from our sins. We know that the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts of the Holy Spirit, chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it amazing how God confounded them in Genesis because they didn't understand each other? But when the Holy Spirit came, they were once again confounded, because they heard in their own language. When you do things God's way, God will get the glory. There will be a blessing in what you're doing, and you'll be able to work together. But if you don't do it God's way, it's going to be nothing but chaos, confusion and counterproductivity. Now, there were people from different parts of the world on the day of Pentecost. There were people with different languages, but there was no confusion. They were with one accord in one place. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." And they were all amazed and were all in doubt, saying to one another, "What meaneth this?" This is the wonderful works of God. Isn't God wonderful? Isn't it wonderful how he can change a situation around, how he can bring order to disorder, how he can change confusion and chaos and counterproductivity into production, and to move the kingdom of God forward, to advance us, to bless us, to heal us, to deliver us, to save us, and to set us free. Isn't it good to know who Jesus is today? Isn't it good to know the Lord for yourself? Isn't it good to know that God has a plan for your life? And certainly his plan is not to follow man, not to follow the wicked devices of man, not to follow evil, not to be caught in confusion and chaos, but to walk in the blessings of the Lord. And certainly God will come in, and he will make himself known. And certainly everyone will know that God did what he did. Like a rushing, mighty wind. Stay tuned. God bless you.
Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Like the rushing of a mighty wind, come and fill our hearts again, just like the rushing of a mighty wind. Like the rushing
of a mighty wind.
Of a mighty wind, Lord, come and fill our hearts again, just like the rushing of a mighty wind, like a river
that
has overflowed, just like a river that has overflowed.
Oh, oh, oh,
let it overflow.
Do it all.
Do it all.
Let it overflow.
Church again, come in like the rushing of a mighty wind. How many of you want revival? I know you do. Of a mighty wind, Lord, come and fill our hearts again. Just like the rain of a mighty wind. Let us overflow. Fill us up, Lord. Like a river, like a river that is overflowed. Lord, come and fill our hearts once more. Once more. Like a river that has overflowed. Lord, I beg you to let it overflow.
Again, like a rushing mighty wind. If you have confusion in your life, if you have chaos in your life, if everything seems to be counterproductive, if you're working one way, but it doesn't seem to be going the right way, you need to know that the Lord can fill your heart, and certainly he can put you on the right path, and certainly he can give you a building project, and certainly you'll be like Nehemiah, I'm doing a great work. Why shall I come down? Why should I come down? Why should the work cease if I'm doing it God's way, what God wants me to do and how he wants me to do it? And certainly we praise God for this opportunity to look at a scripture, certainly just something that you learned as a young child, a Bible story or a Sunday school lesson. But there's so much to be found in this story. And certainly I did not tell it all. I cannot tell it all in one setting. But certainly we need to move forward with less confusion, with less chaos, and less counterproductivity. And certainly walk in the light of God. And certainly go with the power of God. And certainly don't be influenced by the enemy. And certainly make sure that we build on a sure foundation. Certainly they built this tower. They built this city. But it was not on a sure foundation because the people scattered. And certainly we know that Jesus is a rock. And certainly we know that he told Peter, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, not of church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." And so if God builds something, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And certainly if God doesn't build something, it will be evident too. We thank God for you, you, and you, our listening audience. We encourage you as we come to the close of the hour. We encourage you to continue to keep listening to our messages, continue to share the message, continue to walk in the love and certainly the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We are just about there for our time. But time really does fly, and certainly we have enjoyed this hour. Leave us a comment on our social media page. Certainly reach out to us. Let us know that you're listening. Again, we thank you for all of our listening audience around the world. And certainly we look forward to sharing this time with you, our family, our friends, and our neighbors. And we're going to conclude today. The song says, "Don't forget the family prayer." Certainly this is from the famous Banks Brothers and the Revival Temple Choir from way back when. And certainly we have to remember the Bible sets us know that men ought to always pray and not faint. We are to pray without ceasing. We are to let our requests be known unto God. We are to place our requests on him. And certainly we know that we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. So again, we thank you. We pray that God continues to lift you up, that God gives you his traveling mercy, that God keeps you covered with the blood, that he meets every need in your life, whether it's healing, whether it's deliverance, whether it's you need to be made whole in the body, in the mind, the soul, the spirit. If you need favor on the job, if you need a job, if you need employment, if you need housing, we just pray that God gives you favor over your life. Don't forget the family prayer. Remember, every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, on also syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Certainly, if you missed any part, you can go back and listen again. This concludes for the day. Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus wants to meet you there. When we gather around the altar, don't forget the family prayer. God bless you.
I heard the story of David. Oh, then I heard of Daniel in the lion's den. I read about Joel with all of his affliction. but he kept the faith until the end. But when our hope was seen to fail us, that's when your power did prevail. So when you go down on your knees at the altar, oh, but don't forget, Lord, the family prayer. Oh, but don't forget the family prayer.
Gather round, boys, oh.